Academy Award and just do my parsha.
Another time. The parsha, so Truma enters us into the parshios of building of the Mishkan and the Kelim. But Moshe Feinstein has a beautiful comment in the Darash Moshe on the pasuk V'nasata es Aaron el Aaron es ha'edus asher etein eilecha, that you should place into the Aaron the luchos that I'm going to give to you. So that we have seemingly contradictory gemaras. The Gemara in Yuma Chaf Aleph says the Aaron Kodesh was miraculous in the way that it did not have any measurements once it was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It did not take up any space because based on the length of the poles of the Aaron Kodesh, it should have stuck out and you should not have been able to made it into the Aaron Kodesh, made it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But in a miraculous fashion, in some supernatural way, it did not occupy any physical space. Now, this was an incredible miracle that was attributed to the Aaron Kodesh that held what was even more holier inside of it. That was the Luchos and the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu got. But we have a problem, because the Gemara in Bava Basra Yudalad tells us that there was only enough space inside of the Aaron Kodesh for exactly the Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos, the broken Luchos, and the Torah. And that's the Machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon there regarding how exactly what fit inside and the dimensions of certain things. But what's clear from the Gemara and clear from Rashi there is there was no open space anywhere in the Aaron Kodesh. Whatever fit inside the Aaron Kodesh fit exactly, perfectly, like a Tetris. It fit exactly into the pieces, and there was no open spaces. So Asher Moshe Feinstein, I understand. How come when it comes to the Aaron Kodesh, which was certainly very holy, it miraculously was ephemeral and above any time and space, and it didn't take up any space in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? But when it came to the Torah itself and the Luchos itself, it fit exactly. We don't find any idea that it was so spiritual and so holy that it didn't take up any space, or there was no need for it to be constrained by time and space within the Aaron Kodesh. So Rav Moshe makes the following point. Because the lesson over here is that each Jew is responsible to fill his Aaron Kodesh. We are walking Aronei Kodesh. We are walking arks, holding the Torah inside of us. And our responsibility, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, is to make sure that we are totally full of Torah, that there is no space for anything else. From wall to wall, from top to bottom, we are filled with our Torah. To fill ourselves as much as up as we can, our responsibility at the end of the day is to learn more, and to learn more, and to learn more, to make sure that we're always and always filling ourselves up, just like the Aaron Kodesh, which is with as much Torah as possible. And what's on the other side? But we, who are the Aaron Kodesh itself, who are carrying the Torah, we need to make ourselves like we're nothing. We need to make ourselves like we do not fit anywhere, that we have no space. We have humility, that there's no place for us. We're low, and we don't fit in, and we don't fill up anything, just like the Aaron Kodesh inside the Kodesh HaKodesh. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, it's this balance of filling ourselves up with Torah as much as we can, to be brim to brim with the Luchos and the Torah. There's no space for anything else. But at the same time, we need to be humble and have a sense of anava and humility that we don't fill up anything, that we're nothing in this world, and we have no place to have any gaiva. When I was in yeshiva, some guys had a competition to see how long they could learn straight until they collapsed. And they went for hours into days, a couple of days already, where they went and didn't take any breaks for anything. They tried to fill themselves up with as much as they could, to keep on going, with that, to see and to always understand there's more to learn, there's always more to accomplish. A person can never walk away from a night seder, from a shiur, whatever it is, and feel, I learned enough. Good, I'm fine. I completed my chiv of Talmud Torah. I have no more to learn for today. You might be tired. You might have responsibilities to take care of, but certainly there's always more to learn. A person should never walk away and say, I had my fill, I've done enough. Says the Torah, says the Aaron Kodesh to us, you keep on filling yourself up as much as you physically can. Rav Uziel Malevsky writes in the Ner Uziel, he says that the only kli built for the Mishkan that contained half measurements is the Aaron Kodesh. All the other measurements given for the other kelim were complete. It went to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 amos, whatever it was. But the Aaron Kodesh had half amos, 1.5, 2.5 amos. It was not complete measurements, but they were half amos. It's not only his question, the Kli Yakar asked this, the Chafetz Chaim asked this question as well. They have similar answers, Rabbi Malevsky says, but his approach is more complete. And he explains as follows. If the Aaron represents the Torah, and represents Lima Torah and Talmud Torah, we make sure to understand that we only have half measurements. in this regard, even though in other areas of life it's always appropriate to see the cup half full, but when it comes to Talmud Torah, it's always good to see the cup half empty, that there's more to learn from. We have half measurements, incomplete measurements in the Aron Kodesh to show there's more to accomplish, there's more to learn. You can always continue to raise the bar and learn more to fill out the rest of a person's measurements. Rav Pam and others would note that this is why the Gemara begins on Daf Beis. Now, historically, it's not true. It begins on Daf Beis because that's where the printers put it, and the other Shar Blot is page one. But for the Al Pi Hashkafa, Al Pi Machshava, the truth is, the point of the Gemara starting on Daf Beis is to understand there's more to accomplish. You're never complete. You don't know the beginning of Torah, and you don't know the end of Torah. The Amos are incomplete. There's always more to accomplish, always more to learn, just like filling up the Aron Kodesh itself. In describing the Aron, the Torah says, V'yasu Aron atzei shitim. It's in the plural. You, in the plural, should make the Aron Kodesh out of shitim wood. But when it comes to the other kelim, it's V'yasisa. You should make in the singular. And the Mefarshim there again ask, how come when it comes to the Aron Kodesh, it is built in the plural, but when it comes to the other kelim, their commands to be built in the singular? The Arachayim HaKadosh has this question as well. But I saw in Lekutei Ritzbah, he explains that the crown of the kahuna and other crowns are different. The Mishnah Perkei Avos tells us that there are kesarim crowns that people can acquire for themselves. There's the keser kahuna, and the keser malchus, all these different types of crowns that a person can go and take. Now, when it comes to the keser of the kahuna, the keser of the malchus, whether it's kohanim levim or malchus based David, then that's not for everyone. Only people from Shevet Yehuda, people from Malchus Beis David, can go and take the Keser of Malchus. Only people who are Kohanim can go and take the crown of being a priest. But it's not the case with the Torah. When it comes to the Torah, which is representative of the Aron Kodesh, and the Torah and the Luchos contained therein, it's in the plural, because Torah is for everyone. Everyone can go and fill up their Aron Kodesh. Everyone can go and walk around like an Aron Kodesh and say, I want to learn more. I want to accomplish more. I want to learn more blat. I want to learn more halacha, more machshava. The idea of the Aron Kodesh being built in the plural is the idea that the Aron Kodesh is there for everyone to come and take. Everyone can have that ability to go and build themselves up. No one should ever feel and ever say, I have no chelek in Torah. The Torah is not for me. Other people, they learn. I write a check. I do chesed. I daven. But the Torah is not for me. Inexcusable, says the Torah. Everyone goes and builds the Aron. Everyone is involved in Limud HaTorah. Everyone has some chelek. You just have to find that thing that speaks to you, whether it's halacha or machshav or gemara. Everyone has a connection to some area of the Torah. And we can add to this that the Torah is there for everyone to learn and to experience. And this would make sense, because the menorah was only lit by the Kohanim. The Mizbeach was only went upon and traveled upon by the Kohanim. But the menorah was shaykh to everyone. The menorah connected to all Jewish people. It wasn't only to be used by one segment of the Jewish people. We know the Gemara Chagiga says that Klal Yisrael would come to be Olah L'Regel by the Shalosh Regalim, and they would bring them into the Beis HaMikdash and show all the Jewish people by opening up the parochas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim to show them the Aron. All of Klal Yisrael can come and see and partake and look at the Aron Kodesh, because every person has the ability to go and to grow in Limud HaTorah and to accomplish in Limud HaTorah in any way they see themselves fit to be able to do. And this is the message, as Ramosha said, to fill up our Aron Kodesh with as much Torah as you can. You'll go home tonight from the shir, you'll go home tonight from learning, and you'll be tired, you'll want to open up a book to watch something, but what if you learned a little bit more, and another 5 minutes, another 10 minutes after the shir is over, and a little bit more accomplishment, to go and fill that Aron Kodesh a few minutes more, a few minutes longer, a few pages more, a few halachos more, to constantly go and to fill the Aron Kodesh from brim to brim, from edge to edge.